Okay, good morning, everyone. Very, very warm welcome to today's pre-market trade plan session for Thursday, the 13th of June. Hope you're all keeping well. What an eventful day yesterday. Really was extremely volatile. And want to try and break down the differences, really, between the two news events yesterday. It does leave us with a slightly, I suppose, confusing understanding about what's going on in these markets. I mean, the equities are just running away, and it's doing so very much driven by the AI narrative. We had some more AI earnings out overnight, which is really positive for equity markets, and that seems to be the gift that keeps on giving. And we've got this contrast between the narrative from the CPI numbers versus the narrative now from the Fed, which is again a bit of a strange position to be in. But we keep sort of arriving at these quite strange and conflicting dynamics, and it's happened again yesterday. So let's explain a little bit more detail. But just as a quick intro, all profitable traders need to consider which markets to trade, where do we enter and exit these markets, how do we manage risk, how do we manage each trade to a successful outcome, and also trade psychology, all very, very important elements to trading financial markets. And we address these considerations every day in our live trade rooms, and we are strong advocates of being consistent in our approach, accurate with the levels we use, disciplined with our capital, and be patient. And we ended up being a little bit patient yesterday, with a view of maybe asserting ourselves today. We did get a very significant response initially to CPI yesterday. So let's just touch upon that quickly. Good morning, everyone. Good to have you with us. We'll discuss this in a lot more detail, of course, in our live trade rooms. But just going back to yesterday. So the previous number in the core CPI number was 0.3, expected again 0.3, and came in 10 basis points lower at 0.2. Previously, the number for the headline CPI was 0.3. We're expecting a 20 basis point lowering of month-on-month inflation, and it came in zero. So actually a 30 basis point jump. And then with the headline CPI year-on-year coming in again just 10 basis points below expectations, and that was enough for these markets to rally and see this risk-on rally very, very significantly. Now, then we had the FOMC, and we were anticipating, right, well, Jerome Powell has been really quite dovish all year, going from the end of last year into this year. And they were at 3 rate cuts this year, and they've now sort of reduced that down to 1 rate cut. They'll keep the door open for 2, but 1 rate cut, it's looking like now, and all the projections, so all of the votes came in actually higher, which is, it is quite hawkish. It's kind of higher for longer. And then we had Jerome Powell basically reaffirm that sort of higher for longer narrative. So we've got an interesting dynamic. If I just share this screen with you here, we've got this interesting dynamic between, and I'll just put it up here. We've got quite a dovish Fed due to lowering inflation. So this can be very much US CPI numbers. So we can say, as a result of US CPI numbers, we've got a really dovish Fed. They're very likely to rate pivot because of lowering inflation. But what we actually got was so hawkish projections. Okay, so what we actually got yesterday was really dovish CPI numbers, but a surprisingly hawkish Fed projections, and a mildly hawkish Jay Powell in the press conference as well, which again, you know, it just refers to being higher for longer. There was lots of sort of interesting soundbites that, you know, like 25 basis point or even a 2-rate cut doesn't really move the dial a great deal. And we're really surprised he adopted that. We thought he would have taken the CPI numbers and really tried to drive home that dovish narrative, and we didn't get it. So we're kind of stuck with this narrative between kind of a risk-on play due to lowering US CPI numbers versus actually probably a little bit of a risk-off play because of the Fed. And apparently the CPI numbers yesterday didn't impact their decision-making to any extent. And that's unfortunately the dynamics in which we're now looking to trade. So with that in mind, and just be mindful today now, we do have, today is Thursday, so we've got strong employment numbers out of the Australian economy with lowering unemployment numbers and the unemployment rate coming down. And today now we've got PPI. So these input costs, are they coming down in line as well? And that will be another sort of dovish element to these markets. So CPI and PPI look like they're coming down. And ironically, we got a bit of a hawkish Fed. So the clarity in this market is really difficult to find. It's hard to sort of to pick a side. I suppose with the AI rally, there's only one trade really, which is a buy trade. It's quite difficult for, you know, technical traders to buy at all-time highs on a consistent basis, because you're buying at the very, very top of the market and not really getting much of an opportunity to get in on a bit of a pullback with those moves. Tomorrow we do have the BOJ, worth considering, expected to keep rates in positive territory, 0.1. They might adopt a little bit more of a kind of a hawkish stance. We shall wait and see. And then consumer sentiment numbers tomorrow, which is expected to look a little bit more positive for the US economy. So all is well. We've got lowering bond yields, which is kind of feeding this equity rally. However, we did get a bit of a hawkish Fed yesterday, so the markets are clearly kind of ignoring the Fed, the projections, Jay Powell yesterday, and they're saying, well, no, the CPI numbers are coming in better than expected. We're talking about 10 basis points here. We're not talking about anything significant, but it seems to be enough to create this extra uptick in considerable value for these markets. And they're already at very expensive levels, and they're continuing to get more and more expensive. So difficult one for equity markets. And just in terms of commodities, we're now beginning to see the dollar begin to, we saw the euro dollar sort of rally up to the 108.50 and roll back over. Now we're back at the 108, so 50 pips off the highs. A bit of softness in the Aussie dollar, and gold, we're retracing yesterday's move. We're really looking for either a breakout to the upside or to the downside in gold. And crude oil, we're really waiting for the rollover to the downside, and that in this market is the 77.56. So we've been very, very patient waiting for it to rally, and it just means we've got a $1 stop loss on the trade if this does start to roll over a little bit more than $1, with a nice sort of move below that we can patiently wait for. We're talking about a rally down to $72. So from 77 to 72 represents a decent quality trade. So we can keep an eye out for that one as well. Just one more comment really, and it's on the yen. Really quite choppy. Yesterday we got actually a strong spike to the downside, and then you know, this market sort of rallied into that particular move. Same with the Euro Yen. It's looking really constructive now to the upside. We don't want to be in this trade any longer now at this point. And the pound yen is continuing higher. So we've just got aggressively bullish markets across the indices and across the weakness in the yen, pretty much across the board. We would like to stay in the Euro Yen going into the BOJ tomorrow, depending on how volatile it is today. But we can certainly look for a bit of a sell trade in crude oil, and we'll keep our options open just regarding whether we're looking to buy the euro or sell the euro. This is looking like a rollover to the downside, which could mean a little bit of dollar strength. So will the dollar start responding to the Fed's decision last night, or will it start to refer back to the CPI numbers, which are only very, very gradually improving? So we're left with a difficult dynamic to reconcile. I was really surprised for Jay Powell to actually say, well, hold on, we're not gonna be able to make too many rate cuts. And even if we do, it doesn't really change the dynamic. The dot plot moving forward into 2024, 2025, 2026 have all been elevated. Again, that implies higher rates for longer and not really getting back to that 2% target. So a challenging dynamic, which the markets are completely almost brushing off really, really easily. And it's just an uncomfortable position to be in. Okay, so on that note, we'll talk about it in a little bit more detail in our live trade room, if that's okay, guys. Thanks very much for joining us. We look forward to seeing you next time. If you are interested in learning how to trade, you can access one of our live trading and education bundles on our website. It starts from just $59. Calendar month. For more information, just go to livetrading.com and feel free to connect with us through our website there. So look, on that note, thanks very much for joining us, and we'll see you next time. Bye for now.